Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Yo, welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. You know, it's easy to be part of the conversation, a lot easier than you think it is. Right? You get informed, then you engage, you have a clue to what's going on. It makes a whole difference. Right? Really? Seriously? You know, you can always, I want to be clean, you can always tell when somebody's using a little BS on you, right? In all seriousness. So when you're speaking to people, make sure you have your facts in order. Make sure you can back them up. Make sure you can speak to them intelligently. Right? That's all. Really? So, see, I told you I was going to beat on you too bad at this point in time. Well, Rudy Giuliani today, as many of you heard, got hit with the $148 million defamation trial, or $148 million in damages. And now, how that number was, came about, I have no idea. Right? He was falsely accused. Or supposedly, he falsely accused Ruby Freeman and Wanda Shane Moss of committing fraud in the 2020 election. Right? Now, I love this. Giuliani has been ordered to pay $148 million to two women he falsely accused of committing election fraud in the 2020 election. This is now according to the story. The former New York mayor and Donald Trump ally, former personal lawyer, was on trial for the defamation of two Georgia election workers this week. Now, this is happening in D.C. You really think a conservative Republican is going to get any kind of real and honest justice in Washington? I think not. Now, Giuliani had accused Ruby Freeman and her daughter, Wanda Shane Moss, of fraud while advancing former President Trump's unproven claims that the 2020 election was stolen. Now, you know, it's really funny. The writer of this article is totally, totally ignoring what we're starting to find out over the last few months. Now, Giuliani was ordered to pay the legal fees for Moss and Freeman. Wow. That had come to about $270,000. Speaking outside the courthouse on Friday, Moss in the past few years had been devastating for her. The flame that Giuliani lit with those lies and passed so many others to keep the flame blazing, changed every aspect of our lives, our home, our families, our work. And we're still working to rebuild all of those. Right, because playing with ballots, not a big deal, right? You know, an election where, truly, when you start looking at what some of these people did, I won't use any names. When you watch that, I mean, some of them went, in her case, it was alluded to. Right, you go to these nursing homes, you go to these places, you quote-unquote help them fill in their ballots. What is that all about? That is not what that whole thing was supposed to be about in ballot harvesting. It wasn't supposed to be you saying, oh, wait a minute, if you didn't finish it, let's go over it, make sure you checked in all the right boxes. This is being done over and over again. How many testimonies were there from people in nursing homes that said, look, they really didn't fill anything in, they just signed it? Right? I mean, okay, nursing homes. Hello, anybody home? They're not always on the ball, I'll put it that way. I'm trying to be nice. But they're not always on the ball. That's why they're in there, because they can't really take care of themselves, right? So how do you, it's never going to happen. I mean, some states it might. How are you going to go back in there and fix that? You got to fix that law on the ballot harvesting to make sure that those people picking them up don't have influence or don't have the ability to change or add or check off boxes. It's not their vote. It's the vote of the person they're picking it up for. An honest person picking up those ballots with somebody said, hey, look, I don't know what I'm voting for. I don't know, you know, any ideas. I would look at them and go, no, none. Now, I may say something like, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Has your Social Security check gone up or down? If they threaten to throw you out to put an illegal in here or what? No, seriously. So, I mean, again, it comes back to, we've made this so easy to cheat. We've made it so easy. Right, for the different parties. And this is exactly what Washington, President Washington, didn't want. He knew the parties, the power of the parties was going to be insurmountable at some point in time. And that's where we're at right now. Because there's so many liberals in media, not this particular media, but media as a whole, it's easy to get a message out there, very easy to get a message out there, that the other guy, not only is not nice, he's bad, you don't want him. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563, guess who's joining me right after the break? No, you guess, we'll be back in a minute.
Because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Now, if I knew how to turn it on, I would. There you go. Joe McDade, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. You hear me say this all the time. Come on. Let's all say it together. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution, right? And I'm really only half of the host party. Or half of the half host. Half cow. Whatever. Okay. Anyway, Sonya Smith joins me as my co-host every Friday. Always appreciate her time. I'm trying to figure it out. It doesn't always work for me.
Joe, you're doing a great job. You just keep trying, okay?
Do you want a cookie? Oh, yeah, sure.
Bless
come
you.
On. Oh, God bless America. Hey, we're only, like, weeks away from the Fat Man showing up. No, I'm not talking about me. No jokes.
I wasn't, but I was going to call you the Grinch. Do you have any sort of tree or decorations
or anything yet? I know. I should have put it up. I'm lazy. But, no, I actually, that's what I do. I run around with the Grinch t-shirt on and everything. I'm the guy at the supermarket going, Jesus came to set you free, not for you to run up your credit card debt, stupid.
Yeah, and that's a great way to bring people to our side. That's just so joyous and loving and so, you know, you just keep that up, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it. God bless. Yeah, it's a different year. I don't know if you've been out and about, but you don't see a whole, you know, it's not the hustle and bustle that I have experienced in the past. You?
You know what? Yeah, you were right. The first count, I don't get out at all. I think one thing that I'm keeping that COVID has has taught me is I don't need to go anywhere. So, I got a Christmas tree from, and don't beat me up, folks, Amazon. And I don't go out. But I do notice people, when I do, on the rare occasion that I go out, they are kind of saying Merry Christmas.
Yes.
You know, they're not like cringing when they say Happy Holidays and I say, you know, Merry Christmas. But one time I did it last week, and it was the day of Hanukkah, and somebody said Happy Holidays, and I said Merry Christmas with an attitude. I was like, oh man, I missed my opportunity. You know, we can be so self-righteous. We can be so holier than thou. But we are sharing the holidays.
Aren't you tired? Yeah. No, thank you. Anyway, aren't you tired of having to be the soft side? Aren't you tired of the one that has to go, oh, I can push a button or I can be nice, right? Because when they say Happy Holidays to me at the counter, the store, whatever, I go, Merry Christmas to you.
You know what, but I don't think you have to say it with an attitude. I think you can say Happy Holidays and Merry Christmas. I think you can say...
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays?
It depends. Like I said, I did it on the day of Hanukkah. So I don't think that was necessarily... and I don't know that this person thought one way or another about it. But I knew, and I'm only responsible for what I know. So I do feel like I missed an opportunity to be inclusive, if you will.
You can't use that word on this show. That's like, I'm going to get a button. You know, like, for inclusive and for DEI and for equity.
Yeah, right.
A little ding, ding, dingo off or something.
But listen to this.
Here we go.
So, no, I went to my grandson's Christmas recital, and he goes to a Christian school, and they did a Christian program. It was very cute. It was very creative, but it was about the birth of Jesus, and it was very cute, very creative, very, it was very Christmassy. It was very Jesusy. They didn't shy away from the word Jesus.
Jesusy?
It was very Jesusy. And I will tell you, as old as I am, and I ain't going to tell you or your audience how old I am, but
you look like you're about what, 51, 53?
I'm a spring chicken. Well, that's not even... Okay, all right, I'll take that. Now I'm going to be depressed for the rest of the show.
You're going to be stressed? Why? You're going to try to look...
I said depressed. I'm trying to look young. Yeah. I'm not trying to be a young woman. I just want to be the best I can
Just be you.
Can we get off?
Go ahead. You can finish it. You're just getting, you know, I'm just helping out there.
No, you're not. So this is the first time I've been to a children's Christmas show performance recital that had to do with Jesus.
Wow.
After all of these years, I was just stunned. I was sitting there through all of the years of my children's Christmas plays. Now, I did take my kids to woke elementary schools because it would have been either that or they'd go to the ghetto schools, public schools where I lived. So I opted to get them. I had to get them in the charter school, and even by claiming that my older child was white to get her in there. I'm like, what are they going to say when they see her, right?
God.
So I get her in the school. But every year, now I'm like the only black parent there and the only single parent. So it was painful for me. I had to sit there every year with these women, with their husbands and their cameras and their rings and their... it was just awful. And then they weren't addressing Christmas. They were singing everything else but Christmas songs. But then at the end of the show, every year, they would end with the black lady from the, she was in the administration office, and she'd come and play the piano and lead the children in Go Tell It on the Mountain, the song Go Tell It on the Mountain. Which, thank God, that's a Christmas, at least it is about Jesus. But here's the condescending thing about the woke left that was just adding insult to injury. I'm the only black parent. I'm the only one without a husband. Single parent. I'm sitting there. Now they're ending the show with Go Tell It on the Mountain, and they're all clapping. And they're all clapping off beat. And they're all looking back at me like,
are we doing okay?
This is for you. I'm like, this was the worst. I drive my children home afterward, back to the ghetto.
That's
in my little bed by myself and cry myself to sleep.
I'm not laughing at you crying yourself to sleep, but I am laughing.
Yes, you are. Because,
I got to tell you something. You know the church I used to go to, right? And,
mm-hmm.
and I would always joke so much because there'd be some white people there, and Tammy would get mad at me because I'd nudge her and I'd go, look, the kid, that's embarrassing. They're white. They can't even keep a beat.
What's
all these other
that?
People, just stop. Tell them to put their hands in their pockets.
Yeah, what's with that, you guys?
I have no idea. I don't know. God went, you know what? You guys, forget it. I blew it with you. I'm going to be nice to these people over here. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after this.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA News update. In Rudy Giuliani's defamation trial, jurors have granted nearly $150 million to two Georgia election workers. The verdict concluded he had defamed the poll workers in 2020. Afterward, Giuliani said, it's not over.
Possibly we'll move for a new trial. Certainly we'll appeal. The absurdity of the number merely underscores the absurdity of the entire proceeding.
Giuliani had accused the workers of being involved in stealing the 2020 presidential election from Trump. President Biden's job approval rating has reached a record low. According to a recent Pew Research Center poll, only 33% of Americans approve of the president's job performance. Israeli forces have acknowledged responsibility for unintentionally causing the death of three hostages held by Hamas during a conflict in northern Gaza Friday. IDF troops fired upon them after initially perceiving them as a threat. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, or my best Boston accent, with me. With me. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. My co-host, Sonia Schmidt, joins us every Friday. Always appreciate her time. And, well, I'll say her time and her perspective. And the color
whatever.
She adds to the conversation.
The color?
To the conversation. Don't you do that.
Why you go? I might gotta go color.
You're not the head of Harvard. You can't. Yeah.
Man, and you know what? And I do feel like I'm a crackhead every time I come on because my allergies are so bad. So my eyes hurt.
And I make
water
them. Well,
nose.
Don't make excuses. We all know you're a crack addict. Just own it.
I know. I know. Okay.
Wipe the white stuff off your nose. We'll be fine. Michelle Wu. The the first woman of color,
no,
mayor of Boston,
not. Can
to
I
be
break?
Mayor. Well, you.
I just want to break it to her. Why don't we lose every? Okay, I'll let you finish the story and then I'll complain.
I was going to press that button. All right. So she's the mayor of Boston. She decided to host a no white holiday party for electeds. Only electeds of color could be there because she wanted. Now, this is the part I never get about the left. Because she wanted to be more inclusive by excluding. So there's two things I'm taking out of this.
That's great.
If white folks are there and there's people of color there, then people of color won't show up because the white folks push them out or something. I mean, that would make it the only way you could make it exclusive. Number two is, how is Michelle Wu a person of color?
All right. So I don't need to go there then. You know, it's like we can't have anything. We can't be women anymore. I just heard, and I'm not going to be able to remember the name of the college, where there's only 12 spots for scholarships for women, athletic scholarships.
Really?
Yeah, and I forget which sports. I shouldn't even be talking about it. I know so little. But what I do know is that one of the spots was taken by a biological male. And we have watched over, especially the past 3 years since Biden's become president, that the womanhood has been stripped from us. We don't even get to be pregnant or have periods anymore because men have taken that over. Now, you know, you heard years and years and years that the Republicans have a war on women. And I ask you, what is more of a war on women than making us evaporate? We look like that scene in the movie Back to the Future where the family, if he doesn't save that family soon enough, they're going to disintegrate. You just see them becoming more and more and more transparent.
Right.
And that's what women are becoming. So now, women of color, which, you know what, I give that to my Latina sisters. Okay, we can be that. We're brown and black. But now, how does the other people fit in? How does Michelle Wu get to be, how does she get to join the club?
Look at me. I am darker than Michelle Wu. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I mean, come on. And I don't do a George Kennedy thing where I hide under the lamps or something. I mean, I am just got the darker skin because the Mediterranean skin I have,
sure,
or whatever. But to call her a woman of color is a stretch.
Should be called an Asian pandering politician. That should be her title. But not a woman of color. Now, if she wanted to have a woman of color party, just like, you know, we have our, it's called white parties. And it doesn't mean white people are only invited. It just means you have to wear white. So if she wanted to have some sort of a nuanced, interesting party, and she wanted to celebrate the politicians of color, then just come right out and say that, but don't be trying to claim that you're one of them, because you ain't, Michelle.
So, this gets better, though, because look, if you really dig down and you read the story, you find out that she really didn't send it to all electeds of color. She only sent it to the city council, the rest of the council. So she even went further to only call out just the people of color on the council.
So what's
there were
that
seven
about?
White folks on the council that she totally ignored.
So she didn't come right out and say white need not apply. She just didn't send them an invitation.
Say it was for electeds of color. In the email.
What?
In the email that she gave it to her staff to put out, one of her staff members to send out, make sure. And
that's
the staff member
pandering.
Apparently didn't take the white folks out the list.
Oops. See, but that's, you know, Democrats are the most racist by reverse racism or whatever they do. They are the most racist. I don't. What's the purpose of that? I mean, I cannot figure out.
No. Somebody just sent this. He says, the mayor, a quote from the mayor, she emphasized that the electeds of color party, and that's what she called it, by the way, the electeds
of
color.
Okay, so she did,
right,
she did,
yeah,
call it that. Okay.
She deemed it an appropriate, you ready for this? I'm just going to send you under the desk. She deemed it an appropriate way to celebrate identity, culture, and heritage.
You know what? I wonder, and it just snapped into my mind because I'm old and tired and don't have a clue. But I'm wondering if this has anything to do with the affirmative action vote that happened, and she's trying to placate. She's trying to get on the side of people of color because maybe she feels guilty because Asians were kind of, I don't want to, they weren't preference, but they were.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just wondering if she feels guilty because that whole affirmative action thing has worked against hardworking, conscientious Asian students. So maybe she's trying to kiss some color of butt. Butt of color.
I don't understand. Look, they didn't vote for her because she was a person of color. I find that hard to believe. Especially because she is, let's just be, she's white.
No, but
white,
she's trying to, okay, latch on to that.
So she's 38 years old. Guess where she graduated from? An Asian woman who graduated from Harvard. All right? So
she's got guilt. She's got white guilt. She needs to just go on and admit she's got white guilt. She's trying to pander to black people. She feels guilty about the affirmative action thing. And I don't know what her who her constituents are, but that might have something to do with it as well. But it's very ugly. When people engage in reverse racism, it doesn't do the job that they think it's going to do. It just looks ugly. Now, will a bunch of brothers and sisters from city council show up and eat all their food and drink all their booze? Yeah, I would.
I'd be inviting friends on friends on friends.
Exactly. But, my family, my grandchildren. No, it doesn't endear her to anyone. And I'm sure she thinks it does.
Oh, she went on to say that, we hosted official City Hall Hanukkah lighting, appealing to that group. Then we had a tree lighting, right? Because we had to appeal to that group.
Right, the Christian nationalists.
We want everybody, no matter what they identify as, to embrace and understand that we're open to all of them. And then here's the blatant lie right in your face. She explains that the exclusion of white people from the invitation was an honest mistake. How could it have been an honest mistake when you intentionally didn't include them because you wanted it to be an honor
a person of color?
I'm sorry. I can't smoke
enough
dope. Because
you have to lie.
Make sense.
You gotta lie. You gotta lie. And if you're gonna try to get away with stuff, you gotta. But you see how they just like exclude everybody. It's all compartmentalized. It's all
That's a very good point. Yeah,
you know, just listening to what you just said, it just seems like, oh, this is our party and this is their party and this is their party. Look, why can't we just have a holiday? If you want to go back to the holiday party, we bring all the people together and we have a wonderful, inclusive time at this time of year.
Well, why not have a party for Bostonians? Wouldn't that be the most inclusive term you could use?
Exactly.
God, I mean,
they're really messed up in the head. You weren't sitting here trying to make sense out of knuckleheads. We can't do that.
Well, it's funny because I grew up, my people know this, I grew up in Boston, and I grew up in a time, and I don't know what it was like here in L.A. You grew up here. We had Chinatown. We had the Italian section. You had the Irish section. You had the black section. And it wasn't because that's your place, that's where you go. It's because that's who we felt comfortable with as people came to the country. We'll talk more about this in a second.
Well, not even that. Because we weren't here in the 1800s, but yes.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe you weren't. I mean, Joe Mazzini, your co-host, Sonya Smith, will be back in just a few minutes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Got at the mic for Hot during the break. Joe Vecina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. And listen. Pay attention. Because Sonya's got so many great things to say. So, yeah, hang out. Next hour, we're going to talk. We're going to do the dating game thing. We're going to talk a lot about dating and, you know, holiday dating and. Do you buy gifts for your holiday beau? You know, I don't.
This is depressing. I don't want to talk about it. I'm going to cry. So it's up to you. If you want me to cry on the air, go for it.
I'll just kill the camera at your end. We'll hear you, but we won't actually see you. So. God. Hey, but in your neck of the woods, the Hollywood people.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Watts. Okay.
They don't even call it Watts anymore, do they? Do they change it?
No, they call it South Central, but I always called it.
They changed South Central again.
No way.
Yeah.
So what?
I don't know. I was going to, you know, I went to church down there. And then
the place
formerly known as? Yeah, probably,
like,
right? To
clean like
up the prince's
name?
Or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go. Sound of Freedom, you know, was doing great, and online anyway, and now it seems like the studios have decided to boycott it. Hollywood is really giving them a hard time, and it's I guess it's Angel Studios that put off the release, and it's just it's in Hollywood they're trying to do everything they can to block it, not to let it through, not to let it happen, and now they've got it, and now they brought a new movie forward, right, called The Shift. And I guess it's a love story, and it's set in a dystopian world that's based on the Bible's book of Job. And it tells the story of Kevin.
Oh, really?
Kevin Gardner, played by Christopher. I can't we find John Smith to run this? Anyway, who travels across the world and dimensions to reunite with loved ones in his life. Well, they don't like it because it's Bible-based. Right?
Well, of course.
So...
haters gonna hate. But I don't know what they can do other than doing what they did. I don't know what they can do to Sound of Freedom other than what they do to us online, which is cancel us or, you know, just screw around with things technologically so that people can't see it. Because that movie did extremely well in the limited amount of theaters that it was in, as well as streaming. So if this is their, you know, here's the thing. It's like, how can you really stand behind trying to prevent a movie that deals with child sex trafficking? You have to be some kind of sick. Whether you believe it's really happening or not, to go out of your way to suppress it, to cancel it, to censor it, you got to be some kind of evil. But that's what we're dealing with, folks. And you know, for years, it's funny, I was telling a mutual friend of ours, Evan Sayed, who's a brilliant thinker and a comic and all of that, and he would always analyze the left. And I ain't got time for that. I'm like, evil is what evil does. Ain't there something called evil? And that's, if we haven't seen that at this point, I don't know what needs to happen. But
we don't recognize it anymore. It has become so norm in the creeping in that we don't recognize it as evil anymore. Think about it. If a teacher, and I don't want to beat on all teachers, Sonia, but if a teacher invites in a drag queen to her third grade class to do all the twerking and twirling and pole dancing in front of those kids.
All the stuff you do on Saturday.
Yeah, right. They come watch me. Yeah, no kidding. So, I mean, for someone to do that, that's evil, but we don't... Now the quote-unquote good parents want to fit in, so they don't want to say anything. They don't want to offend anybody.
Right.
Look what evil has done to us. I mean, it's a frame.
Right. That is true that good doesn't catch on as readily as evil does. Isn't it the weirdest thing? Like, if you're, like, I saw that in the ghetto. Because I was raised in Watts, for sure.
Can you still say ghetto? Is that okay?
I don't know. I think it's glorified. But I was raised there, but never did the good kids who got good grades and were obedient, they were teased, made fun of, said they weren't black enough. But the ignorant kids who were headed nowhere, those were the heroes. So why is it, I get it, this is the devil's playground. This is his realm. I get it.
We're giving him license, you know. We're not making it hard for him.
No. But I go back to, I don't think we recognized that it was going to be as bad as it is.
I agree. This, nobody thought, yeah.
Yeah, who would think you'd be defending or saying that, you know, it's probably not a good idea for drag queens to twerk in front of children at a library?
It was illegal at one time. I think it still is, but I'm not sure. But, I mean, you know, when the movie hit, this...
we're way off.
I know.
Uh-huh.
It came out December 1st. That was the release date of the movie. Within, in less than 2 weeks, it grossed about $10 million, okay?
Yep.
But there was no advertising. It was, everything that was done was strictly done online.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the movie, Sound of Freedom?
Yep.
Which scared the crap out of them. It earned over almost $200 million. and it's the 10th highest earning movie.
That's why they had to swatch it.
Well, you know, you look at this and you say, if they're all only about the money, because I want you to think a little deep here, like Evan would say. If it's only about the money, they would be looking at this and going, we can make some of these movies and make a boatload of money. They're willing to flush the money to hold evil up in front.
Well, hello, you're talking about my camp here. I have always tried to inform people that although they say it's all about the money, and if it made money, we'd be on board. No, it's not. I've been in the rooms. I was in the industry, and I will tell you they have an agenda. I have heard things like we're going to keep doing it so that that they finally get it. They thought the American public was so stupid that they just needed to give them more, give them harder, give them, you know, more explicit. So no, it's not about the money at all. They will lose money because you know what makes money to keep them propped up is family movies, is good is things like Sound of Freedom, and that keeps their books together so that they can keep doing trash and throwing it at us.
Yeah,
they don't care about the money. They care about the agenda. Hollywood is all about the agenda.
Well, they used to somehow be able to pull it off so that they could do these evil things in a real quiet, kind of under the table way and still get away with it and still get their message across. It has flipped from the subtle messages to now right in your face.
It is.
And we accept it.
Well, but they also think a movie like Sound of Freedom, and I would think of, what's that wonderful movie that also came out just before Sound of Freedom where the guy, Nefarious, was that the name of it?
Oh, yeah, Nefarious, yep.
Nefarious.
Steve Deese, I had him on the show, I watched that movie.
The fact that that doesn't win an Academy Award for acting shows you how biased.
Well, that's their boss. They're not going to let that happen to their boss.
This man who played Satan, he was so scary.
Wasn't he?
He was so scary that, and I love acting. I started to get into acting after I left Hollywood because it was on my bucket list, but I had to do it under an assumed name, and that's another story that I will tell your audience at some point. But so I have a love and an appreciation and a respect for good acting. This guy was so scary that I was like, I wouldn't be his practice partner.
That movie, if you study the Bible at all, I love people try to throw stuff at me all the time. I have fun with it. But that movie, if you listen and pay attention, was 99.9% right on with biblical principle and biblical fact.
It was on
right?
it.
And the fear in that demon's face when that priest walked in. And then when he says, well, we've moved beyond that spiritual realm stuff. You saw his whole face, you like, oh.
Yes.
Oh, so we won.
And that is exactly what we're experiencing today. When our leaders, so-called leaders, are in camp with the enemy ain't got nothing to be scared of.
Hey, just sit back with popcorn and Pepsi and watch it take place.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. That's why, you know, the story of Job is, you know, I always think that I'm being persecuted. I'm always like, oh, my gosh, I feel like Job. My life is nothing like Job if I'm serious about it. But the story is basically about a man who just does not give up his faith.
No.
In
and
God,
friends,
no matter how
his
bad.
His friends and his wife are telling
his
him,
his wife
just
said, why don't you just die? Why don't you just, just go someplace and die? And it's like this man still hung in there. Now, he had questions for God, sure enough.
Sure. We gotta go. Top of the hour. We'll be back. People, you know, go grab a drink. Well, not a real drink. Go heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, whatever you gotta do.
Sophie
and I will be back in just a little bit. And boy, we're gonna talk about dating. We'll be right back.
Oh, boy.